The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts at 41 Cross Street, right across from the North Shore Mall and right above the fabulous Alto Forno restaurant. Terrific Italian food there. No, they don't pay me to say that. I just happen to like the food. But we are on the second floor, so if you're in the neighborhood, come up and visit us. We provide financial planning and investment advice in a language you can understand each and every day from our office. But today on Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m., we're providing financial advice in a language you can understand to listeners here on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. Hope you're all having a great day. It is the middle of summer. Red Sox still in first place. Looks like that's going to hold for a while, huh? They ain't ruining our summer, are they? They're actually going to have a pretty good run. Let's see how they hold up in the playoffs. I'm looking forward to it. Patriots in the midst of preseason training right now, and we got football coming. Celtics looking strong as the season comes up, and the Bruins... who cares? Really? I'm sorry. I just don't follow the Bruins. I mean, maybe you do, so you won't be able to hear me talk much about the Bruins. I can't even pronounce the players' names. I mean, forget it. I know this is really financial advice in a language you can understand, right? I'm just telling you a few little stories. You know, I'm sitting across here at the table here. Across from me is my son, Jerry. Jerry has some stuff to share today. This past Sunday, last week, Jerry comes into the family room and he says, and Jerry is my 18-year-old son who recently just graduated from North Andover High School. He is preparing to head off to University of Miami in the fall of this year. As many of his senior friends, he's been saying goodbye to a bunch of his friends that are heading to various locations across the country and local as well. But Jerry has something interesting going on. He's actually not going to spend the first semester in Miami. Instead, Jerry will be starting his starting spring semester in Miami studying business. In the first semester, he's going to do a study abroad through University of Miami in Italy. Well, that sucks, huh? I mean, he's going to spend August, September, October, November, and early December in Rome, Italy with a bunch of friends, just kind of hanging out, testing the pasta and the wine, and hopefully getting an education at the same time. So we're going to bring Jerry in a little bit, talk to you about what's going on there. I want to tell you about a thing that I did this past week. Last Monday, I had the opportunity to speak at the North Andover Senior Center. Had a blast. That was a lot of fun. And I think we had like 35 people that showed up for this little session that I did on financial literacy. And I really appreciated the nice comments that I got from folks afterwards who thanked me for providing financial advice in a language they could understand. And that's what our business is all about. Look, I want people to be able to make smart decisions with their money. Whether you choose to work with a firm like ours, or you choose to do it on your own, or even choose to work with a different advisor, whatever it is, I want you to feel confident that you're making the smartest decisions about your money, and you're doing it because you understand what you're doing. You're not saying, well, I just can't understand this, I'm not going to worry about it, let somebody else handle everything. I want you to be an involved person. I want you to stay connected. And hopefully Dollars and Cents each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. provides you with that financial advice in a language you can understand. So one of the things that we've chosen to talk about for today's session, and this is something that Jerry came downstairs and said, Dad, hey, I'd like to be on the radio. I said, all right, if you want to be on the radio, you got to come up with a topic, because as you well know, if you listen to my show, I wing it. I wing it every single Sunday with very little prep, very little setup. I just come into the studio and whatever is on my mind or whatever we've had as dialogues in our office or people that I've met on the street, that's what we talk about. We make it real. We make the stories real. So I said, Jerry, if you can come up with a topic, and give me a couple bullet points, we will do it. So Jerry decides to disappear to his room for a couple hours and comes back with a 3-page report. So I told Jerry, this is really good. And I actually looked at it and go, man, this is really good. Maybe he's putting me out of business here as a radio host. But he also helped him realize that the radio show is a conversation. It's not a lecture. And it's not standing up at the podium and making your dissertation to a bunch of people. It's sharing ideas. So I want to welcome Jerry onto the show here. So, Jerry, good morning. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, God. He's got the, hey, how you doing, my friend? He's on the radio.
Every time I speak, he makes fun of me. I don't get it.
That's what a dad is supposed to do, right?
I guess so.
It's okay. You can make fun of me, too. It's all part of the radio gig. And remember, this is for entertainment purposes only, so... what really happens outside of the microphone is different from what they see here on the show, right?
That's a good point.
That's right. So you can be anybody you want to be.
Exactly.
All right. So I went to Jerry and I said, hey, I want you to come up with an idea of what you'd like to talk about today, Jerry. And so, Jerry, tell us a little bit what your thinking was around what you wanted to talk about today.
So I had to come up with an idea of some sort, something that I know a little bit about, because obviously I don't have the experience that you have here running a financial industry that you got going on. So I ended up coming up with the idea of financial habits and things that everyone can sort of incorporate into their lives today and things that they have today that they can change and sort of set a foundation that they can build upon moving forward in their lives, whether they're going for going off to college, whether they're going and getting their first job, buying their first house, having their first kid, or settling in retirement. And it's just the habits that everyone can use, no matter where they are in their life, to move forward and keep on going.
Well, you know, you've got friends that are all heading off in different directions right now, off to college. They've all graduated high school. How prepared do you think your general group of friends are as they head off? Have they set any habits? Have they created any things that they like to do? What have you found?
I mean, they're pretty good at Fortnite.
Now, I've actually talked about Fortnite on this show, because I talk about how Corey's into it and you're into it. Fortnite is a video game, right? Maybe you can give a little example. What is Fortnite, Jerry?
Yeah, it's just basically, it's a group of 100 random people that sort of go onto this virtual map. And you search around the virtual map for guns, and you kill each other until there's one left. And that's pretty much it. And kids will spend 5-6 hours of their days every single day playing this game.
So does David Price.
So does David Price. That's why I got that carpal tunnel, right?
That's right.
He had to miss a start.
It is addictive. He missed a couple starts because he had to rest his thumbs. So, but besides that, do you see your friends? I mean, look, there's a lot of people that are listening to this show that have kids that are heading off to college. A lot of kids going off to college, and they are getting ready to basically live on their own in many cases for the first time in their life. They're going to say goodbye to mommy and daddy, and they're going to have to make their own beds and do their own laundry, get their own food, and make some decisions on their own. How prepared do you think your friends are?
You know, I wouldn't say it's too high on the scale of being most prepared to not very prepared, because a lot of kids today, they don't have much responsibilities. A lot of the time, a lot of kids, at least in my generation where I come from, they really play video games, and they do the work they need to do to get to college. And then once you're there, you get ready and you get excited to go to college and live the college life. It's not much building of these habits and these foundations to sort of set you up for success. It's more of going along to get along, and it's not going to win, going to strive.
Going along to get along. Yeah. You just said that. What do you mean by that?
It's like following the path. Everyone's driving on their way to work, and all the cars in their in rush hour, the cars are an inch away from each other, and all driving in the same direction, doing the same thing, doing the same job, going there at 9, going back at 5, and doing the next thing the next day, and just repeat. And a lot of people get stuck in this loop and aren't able to search inside themselves for greatness and something that they can strive for to become better than they're being at that moment. And everyone has an opportunity to be great.
Now, as I sit here listening, if I'm driving to my car right now, I'm thinking, who the hell is this kid? He doesn't sound 18 to me. You know, Jerry, you're an impressive individual. You really are.
Thank you.
And, you know, you've been on this show a few times with some businesses that you've tried to create. You've talked about other things. I mean, there were times when, you know, your voice hadn't even changed yet. You've been on this show. So we've seen a lot of changes in Jerry. But why do you think, Jerry, you're prepared? Look, we're going to send you off. Mom and I are going to send you off in a couple weeks. Not even a couple weeks now. Next, it'll be a week from Monday when you take off to Rome, Italy. And you're about to go to the other side of the world, a 9-hour flight away, into a country that does not speak English as its first, second, or probably even seventh language. When you go to stores, everything's going to be in Italian, and of which you don't know the language yet, do you?
I know a little bit, but not enough to speak to people.
You know about six words, I think.
I could give you a couple words.
Yeah, okay. Why do you think you're ready? How do you feel like you're prepared and you're not nervous about this? Because I know you're excited about it. You're not nervous about it. Why do you think you're ready?
The biggest reason that I can look to is because throughout my entire childhood, you, Mom, and the people around me let me fail. I think that's the biggest lesson that I learned growing up. I would be able to, you guys sent me off to camp. I'd be at camp for 2 months at a time, just no parents, no nothing. And out there, I can lose games and I'll fail. And I'll be able to take that adversity and learn from it. And throughout my entire life, you guys wouldn't baby me and hold my hand through everything. You'd let go of my hand and let me ride that bicycle and let me fall so that I could pick myself back up, so I could learn how to pick myself back up. And I'm very grateful to a lot of things you guys have been able to provide me and a lot of the experiences I've learned through my childhood. I was actually in Israel about 3 years ago for 5 weeks. And I was traveling with a group called Door to Door, which in Hebrew, well, in English, means generation to generation. And we went around and performed service acts for a lot of the different groups out there. And we were able to realize the things that we had that a lot of other people could only dream of. And we tried to figure out ways that we could give back at the same time that we can learn how to utilize what we have to strive for something better, so we could always be moving forward and helping other people around us move forward with us together. And with that experience, I feel like I'm very prepared to kind of accomplish anything and take on any challenge. Whether I'll be the perfect student in Rome, I know that I'll give it my all and I'll have 100% effort in everything I'm doing out there.
That's great. Well, that's kind of the answer I was hoping for. So I guess we did okay, right, Tony? Tony's my producer here. He's tears rolling down his face as he's saying, "Oh my God, that was so touching, Jerry." And that wasn't even staged. So I told Jerry I was going to ask him questions that he wasn't prepared for today. So thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate that. Mom and I appreciate that. You know, you have you're ready. We have absolute confidence that that you're ready, that our children are ready. I mean, it's not just you. I think all five of the kids that we've raised in our house are prepared, because I think you're right. I think the whole idea is allowing kids to fail, allowing our students to make mistakes, allowing them to burn their hand on the stove, whatever it might be that they do, whether it's try to make dinner and screw it up, or even when they get into an accident in their car or whatever it might be, realize the steps that are necessary to go through this and go through that process. And you and I both know that I'm not a fan of the everyone gets a trophy thing, right?
You are not. No.
And nor are you, right?
You threw away a couple of my trophies I got, actually. Through Little League, we all got those little participation trophies with the guy holding the bat on his shoulder. I think you threw it away in front of me so I could see that I didn't deserve it, because our team came in last. I don't think we won a game that season.
That's
and
true.
you were the coach. So
thank you very much. that's what ended up. You're right. I was the coach, and I must have been lousy because we all came in last. Actually, according to the league that year, when you were like eight, we weren't keeping score anyway.
Oh,
so how do we really
point.
Know I came in last place? But we knew we came in last place. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Jerry's going to talk to us about some financial habits. He's developed a list of different things to talk to you about, to share with our listeners about smart financial habits that you should take and others that you might need to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had a million dollars.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're having a great Sunday. Now, here's the worst thing. So I'm watching, by the way, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. I think it was Tuesday night, Monday night, something like that. I'm watching the news. And I forget that. I don't even remember who the anchors are anymore on the news. But they were saying, geez, well, August 1st and it's raining. And you get into August and it starts to remind you that the fall is coming. Geez, I don't think of it that way. I think the fall is, we are in the heart of the summer when we are in August. And I'm not thinking about winter right now. I don't want winter to come. I don't want to put the cover on my pool because I absolutely love the pool in my new house. I love that. Anyways, I am joined here by my son, Jerry Friedman, today, who is heading off to Rome, Italy, in about a week or so. He will be going there as his first semester as a freshman in college. He's actually going to be a student at University of Miami, but is elected to take a semester abroad through the University of Miami by attending the American University of Rome, starting on the 28th or 29th of August, something like that. And he'll be there for 3.5 months. And then he'll be back to the business school back in Coral Gables, Florida, at University of Miami. You have such a miserable life, Jerry. So thanks for being on the show.
Sorry, I mean, you said it. You put me on the path. I mean,
well, thank you for putting me on the path. Yeah, so I'm just so damn jealous. I really am. So So wait a second. So how did your summer go this year, Jerry? What did you get to do?
I pretty much stayed at home. I bartended a lot.
Wait a second. You stayed at home. Did you forget about the trip to
Europe? Oh my God, I forgot
Thanks
about
a lot.
Our trip.
Really appreciate
that. Was at the start. That was like summer. Start of summer.
Start of summer.
So yeah, we went on a nice trip around Europe. We went on a 10-day adventure through Amsterdam, Brussels, London, and we just got to see a lot of things because I've never been to Europe. So I learned a lot of just about different places in the world and how they operate differently than the United States.
Mm-hmm. And it is different, isn't it?
It is definitely different.
Lots of differences, and when you go to Italy, you're going to see some differences as well. But the reason that you're on the show is not to give a little European adventure trip recap. It's about to talk about something that I know that you've really grown fond of. This past summer, you have really taken it upon yourself to make the most of every minute of every day this summer, whether it's been fitness, whether it's been nutrition, whether it's been reading, education, all sorts of things. And one of the things that you have really found the importance of is habits and getting into certain habits and being able to do that. So I know you wanted to talk about some financial habits to share with our listeners today. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what financial habits are and why you got so involved in this whole habit, reading, and what interested you so much about it.
Yeah, well, habits are just so important because they're, no matter what we do, they're there. And we can either choose to have those habits in our lives work for us or work against us. And in the time I've had at home during this summer, I've really tried to dig deep into my own life and decide on what I want to take forward throughout the rest of my course on this planet. And I've sort of set down a good foundation of habits that I can use and take from and build upon for the rest of my life. And when you approached me to ask, hey, what do you want to talk about this week on the radio show? I tried to connect it to things I know, things that I've been trying to learn about this summer.
In your long 18 years that you've been on this planet.
Yeah, my long 2 month summer. Yeah. And I was able to connect finance with making positive habits. And I just combined the two words and I decided to call it financial habits. And really just generally what they are, it's the consistent decisions that you make regarding your finances. because we make financial decisions every day. We buy things almost every day. But the things you do consistently are what build up and compile your real financial success in life.
So what do you mean? What's an example of a good financial habit?
Well, a good financial habit, I mean, instead of going on your daily commute to work and stopping at Starbucks and buying your coffee or your mocha, smoka, frappuccino, whatever.
I call it the poofy drinks.
Get. Yeah, the poofy drinks, I guess. I wouldn't use that word, but...
I call it the poofy drinks. Well, because that's what Mindy and Alana, our daughters...
Yeah, I think Alana came up with like a unicorn frappuccino once. It was right. Like, I didn't get it. But so a good financial habit would be instead of doing that, instead of spending $3 every day on your drink...
More like $5.
Yeah, that's if you're going to Starbucks, things. Yeah. You could invest in a $20 coffee machine and put it on the counter.
You know, you brought this up last night. Find me a coffee machine that costs $20.
Move it to 30.
30? How about 200?
If you're buying one of those fancy coffee machines, you can buy some cheap coffee machines
out
there.
Okay, maybe you can. Maybe you can. Okay.
If you bought yourself a coffee machine and you put it on the counter of your kitchen, and every morning when you woke up, you saw it, and it reminded you to make a coffee instead of buy a coffee, after a couple weeks, you'd just be profiting every day of your life. And it's a small change, a small little habit that you can change today that will set you off for success in the future. And today, when you asked me to make some notes for the show, told me to make some bullet notes, I was very easily able to just come up with all these different things that you can add to your life right now that put on top of each other throughout the course of a lifetime can save you so much money.
Well, think about it yourself. You're 18 years old. You're heading off to go to Italy. You're preparing to be an independent individual living outside of the house. I mean, granted, you'll still be connected to the house, of course, but you're living in Italy for 3.5 months. You'll go off to college. You'll be on your own there. What are some financial habits that you've personally developed over the past year or so that you wish... You want to talk about financial habits. One of the things I tell people, you want to be the expert on the show, you got to have real-life examples that support it. So... what are some of the financial habits that you've created, Jerry, that you've done for yourself?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things I do now that for the past like 2-3 years, I don't have too much experience in the workforce, but now that I'm working, I'm actually making my own money.
And how are you making money?
I'm a bartender. So I bartend at the Howling Wolf on Route 114. If you're ever driving by and want to stop, it's actually right next to Starbucks. So
actually, if I understand it correctly, what are you? You're done this week or next week?
Yeah, I ended a week. So if you want to stop by sometime this week.
Because you're going off to Italy,
I'll
right?
be there, yeah. Right. But once I started making money and I put a direct deposit into my Bank of America account, I through that Bank of America app, am able to track what I spend my money on. And use that sort of pie chart that they give me. Maybe I spend 20% dining out, 30% on gas, and I try to make it as balanced as I can with what I'm saving. So I set myself up with good ratios and a good foundation to not overspend and to sort of give myself my own money, make sure I'm saving before I'm spending. And it's worked out.
And we refer to that in my business as pay yourself first. Right.
Yeah, I've heard this is what you used to always tell me growing up too. So I wonder where I learned it from.
So we call this as pay yourself first. I mean, look at yourself as a bill similar to your electric bill, your food bill, whatever it might be. Pay yourself first. And so you've been accumulating some money in the bank, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty good amount. Just because of I've been working a lot lately, and it's been good because I've had so much time. I haven't been having to go to school, and sort of as a student. School is your job. School is your 40-hour-a-week commitment. But in the summers, in this summers that I have, I can spend that all working, and I can actually accumulate money on top of knowledge through books and through podcasts and through all these things instead of just accumulating knowledge through classes and schooling.
But one of the things that you've done, Jerry, this year, at least I've noticed, is that you know you can only work so many hours, but there's a lot more hours in the day that aren't spent working. And as a high school senior preparing for college, there's a lot of folks that'll say, well, this is my year that I'm just going to goof off. This is my summer to goof off because that's the last summer I have.
And you play some Fortnite.
Right, and you play Fortnite. That's right. And you've taken a different approach to that.
I have. I don't watch TV. I don't play video games. I haven't this whole summer. The way I really spend my
time... I think you watch a lot of baseball games.
I've seen a couple here and there. I mean, I watch the Red Sox-Yankees series, but most of the time I'll just catch the highlights. But a lot of the majority that I spend my time is really sort of building up knowledge of things I'm interested in. I've been reading a lot of books lately. I'll just get to give a few. Sean Stevenson wrote a book called Sleep Smarter, which I just finished reading the other day. And it talked about the importance of sleep and how that affects every single area of your life, from your energy to your the rebuilding of your body and just everything that everything plays together. Sleep, nutrition, movement, stress management, all that stuff incorporates together. And just learning about each one of those, you can improve your life dramatically. And that's what I've spent my time doing, just reading books, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, just anything to get my mind thinking instead of playing and just playing Fortnite and just killing people with these fake weapons. I'll take time and I'll sit down and read 11 Minutes by Paulo Coelho. I'll sit down and read Drive by Daniel Pink. And there's so much knowledge out there that we can learn from books and from other resources if we let ourselves and if we allow ourselves to be open to accepting new information.
We're talking with my son, Jerry Friedman, who's 18 years old, just graduated from North Andover High School, heading off to the American University of Rome in a week or so, and then we'll be attending University of Miami in the spring of 2019. Jerry's talking a little bit of some financial habits and other habits that he's created as an 18-year-old to try to inspire other students that are preparing for their next career, their next life in college, you know, moving out, not being with mom, and really trying to find ways to self-motivate yourself to create the financial habits that you need, and perhaps some of these habits transfer out to other generations as well. Sometimes I just sit back and sometimes I'm fascinated by how you've been able to take the hours that are presented to you for the summer and make the most of it. I watch some of your friends and some of my our other kids' friends, whether it's Mindy's friends or Alana's friends or even other people that I know who have kids that are 18 years old, and how frankly they've wasted their summer, and you've chosen not to waste it.
Exactly. We have the time. We might as well use it, especially while we're young, because we really don't have anything else going on. We don't have families. We don't have as many responsibilities as a lot of adults have. So utilizing our time as children is so valuable, especially before the age of, say, 20, 28, 30, when you actually have to settle down with a family. Well, when a lot of people will settle down with a family and they'll really work on other things apart from them. I've been taking this time to really learn about myself and learn how to get myself as strong as I can so I can go out into the world and be better for everyone else.
Well, we've talked about, you know, you and I have talked about, and I've talked about with the kids, the fact that you are the only person you are responsible for right now is yourself.
Yep.
And as you get into a relationship, as you have children, whatever, your responsibilities, you're responsible to a lot more people than just yourself. And right now you're taking advantage of just being responsible for yourself and taking care of that. So let's talk about these financial habits that you talked about. You did something that said financial habits you can add to your repertoire today. I want you to start thinking about that. You have some ideas that you've shared with us, financial habits that you can add to your repertoire today. But before you share that, because I'm actually going to have, I want you to think about that. You're going to share that in the next segment with us. We're going to go through these five things. But before we do that, I want to remind our listeners about a few things. Number one, today is Jerry's guest on the show. He's sharing an insight that relates to financial habits, and he's, I think he's doing a fabulous job. Pretty impressive kid at 18 years old. But normally we talk about everything and anything that relates to the markets, relates to economy, relates to your money and the smart decisions that you can make to prepare yourself better for your financial future. We provide this each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on North Shore 104.9. And if you like what you hear, if you want to get little sound bites, little pieces of information that you can use in your daily life, I'd encourage you to sign up for our free newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. It's been coming out since March of 2009. We're at 600-plus consecutive issues of this newsletter that land in your inbox. It's a commitment. And in fact, this past Friday, Jerry was a guest blogger in our newsletter talking about financial habits. So we were delighted to have him as a guest blogger. But if you'd like to get our newsletter, if you'd like to land in your inbox each and every Friday at 10:30, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of my website, click on the button that says sign up for the newsletter, put in your name, let us know where you're from, and if you want to drop a comment, please send that along to me as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I got Jerry with me. He's going to share with us five financial habits you can add to your repertoire today. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
This summer, gather your best friends and get ready to laugh when Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater presents the international sensation Mamma Mia.
You are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
Mamma Mia, the guaranteed dancing in the aisles, get happy musical. Mia, featuring 20 of ABBA's greatest hits woven into one mega-hit Broadway show about a daughter's dream, a mother's secret, and a trip down the aisle you will never forget. Take a chance on Mamma Mia, live on stage at North Shore Music Theater now through September 2nd. Everyone will be having the time of their lives, and you will too. Get your tickets today at nsmt.org. Already know you are going to love it. Sponsored by Beverly Bank.
I don't have one thing on my mind. One thing on my mind. I do it for the song.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday morning. Hey, I went to see Mamma Mia last night. What a great, great show. It was definitely sold out there, and I know they're selling out a ton of shows. If you haven't been up to the Music Theater, they're extending it a couple extra weeks. Go and see Mamma Mia. God's honest truth. They do not pay to be on my radio show. I do not pay them. They do not pay me. It's not an endorsement deal or anything like this. I pay for my radio show. Advertisers are not paying to offset my ability to be on the radio show. I pay 100%. I do not take a nickel from anybody for this show. So the ads that you see, that you hear, you don't see ads on the radio. The ads that you hear on the radio are ones that I happen to like because I listen to this radio station on a regular basis. I hear these advertised and I say, hey, I'd like to see these ads on my show. So that is how that gets done. That is all. Just so we're all clear there. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. Located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment advice to individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. Well, like I said, since 1968. Fascinating to me, and I think to most other people, 90% of our clients either live within or have had roots within 15 miles of our office. So we are a very, very local financial planning shop, just like this station is keeping it local right here on the North Shore of the Merrimack Valley and the Southern New Hampshire area. I am joined today by my son, Jerry Friedman. If you were listening to us earlier, you realize that he is wise beyond his years and can handle himself pretty well in front of a microphone. He's not the shyest kid in the world. And I haven't looked back. I'm going to go back because I've been doing this about 6 years or so now, and I've had Jerry on the radio probably at least once every year. And I know that when we used to do the radio show years ago, Jerry's voice had not yet changed. And I got to find some of those old radio shows and let him listen to it. But this year, Jerry's heading off to University of the American University of Rome, which is affiliated with the University of Miami. He'll be spending the first semester of his freshman year of college in Rome, and then he'll be off to University of Miami. And he wanted to share a story about some financial habits that are important for everybody as he begins to head off on his own to be an independent 18-year-old walking the streets of Europe, passing the stands with pasta and wine and the smell of fresh vegetables and the sounds of fabulous music, fabulous scenery. It's just going to be amazing. What financial habits will he be able to establish for himself, and what financial habits has he learned over the past few years of his life while he's been making money that he'd like to share with us? So, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again. I'm glad I can make it out to the Treetop Studios. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the Treetop Studios.
I hear you say it all the time, so I had to make it a reference.
It is the Treetop Studios overlooking the absolutely vacant North Beverly train station right now. There will soon be cars here. People will be heading in and out. we've been talking about financial habits. And I know you put together five financial habits that we could, that anybody can add to their repertoire today. And I thought maybe you could go over that. Why did you come up with these five financial habits? And maybe you can share some thoughts and we'll kind of banter back and forth about them.
So there's so many. I mean, this five was just the first five that popped into my mind that I saw value in. And I kind of put them as bullets and something we could talk about today. But there's so many that you could, if you really spent time and just sat down thinking, how can I invest in myself for tomorrow? There's so many things that you could do that we won't even talk about here today that if you let yourself just think about it, you can improve your life this moment. But starting off, really one of the biggest things I've incorporated into my life, not even through finances, but it can be used for finances as well, is the power of setting goals. Setting somewhere that you want to drive towards, somewhere that you can build up to get to, is so important because you'll stick to a path and you'll really focus in on that destination. And the importance of setting financial goals is incredibly valuable. You can either set a goal toward a specific amount of money you want to hit, toward a specific amount for a trip, a vacation, or any really life experience that you want to endeavor with the people that you love and the people you care about. And it's so valuable to just know where you're going in life.
Well, you know, we refer in our business to financial goals as short-term goals and long-term goals. We make it that simple. It's the short-term stuff that you're going to need to accomplish within the next 2 years, or long-term goals that's something a little bit longer than that. But when you're a teenager, when you're 18, you're not thinking long-term goals. You're not thinking about, ooh, got to save my retirement right now. You're not thinking about, ooh, got to save for a car. But what you are thinking about is setting a goal for yourself. For instance, how much money could I save this summer? And I thought it was interesting that Alana, my daughter, your sister, had said to us a couple days ago, she says, you know, I had set a goal at the beginning of the summer hoping that I would have, I think, $4,000 or $5,000 that she could save for the summer. And she says, and I can't believe it. I'm actually going to close in and actually do it. But she had actually said she had tried to do that. I mean, that's an example of a financial goal, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you're looking for. Just something that you can move toward, whether it's a number, whether it's just any goal that you want to move toward.
And that's really what it is. It doesn't have to be complicated. I think people think that financial goals have to be super complicated. They don't. And it takes just incremental effort to continue to do this, putting money aside every week. What we would say is paying yourself first.
Exactly.
And if you pay yourself first, if your bills are $2,000 for the month, and you say, well, part of my $2,000 a month bills includes $100 to me, not to me to spend, for me to put aside for my future, for the future that might be short term. It might be that I need it for 2 months from now. I need it for instance, you've had to save money because you're going to need spending money in Italy, right?
Exactly. I've been giving myself sort of goals throughout the summer that I want to, benchmarks that I want to hit, so that I can have a certain amount of money for going out to bars, going out to...
You're not old enough to drink in bars.
Hey, I'll be 18 in Rome.
Oh, you are 18.
I am 18.
In the United States, but... Well, that's right, they let you
drink. It's legal there.
Yeah.
But paying yourself first is something you've always told us growing up. I mean, you used to do junior
achievement. I didn't know he drank. Oh, my God.
I mean, it'll be my first time in Rome. I'm so excited for that first experience.
And I won't be there with you, Jerry, to enjoy that. Yeah. What are we going to do? Are you going to take a picture?
Yeah.
You're going to show my first glass
of wine.
Send you
a Snapchat, Dad.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Snapchat? What's that?
No, but Warren Buffett said, don't save what's left after spending. Spend what's left after saving. You really want to get that saving.
Jeez, you really prepared for this thing, didn't you?
I know things. You told me to write down some bullets. I was ready to be prepared.
Take me seriously.
I know you don't, but
so go ahead.
Yeah, but it's
so. What did Warren Buffett say again? Let's be sure we get that quote.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Warren Buffett said, "Don't save what's left after spending. Spend what's left after saving."
All right, now that's pretty deep. I mean, now I'm going to pull a fast one on you. Who's Warren Buffett, Jerry?
He's a businessman. He's a rich man. He's intelligent. He's a smart guy. I can keep going.
No, that's good. That,
It's really good. So, but no, this is good. So Warren Buffett is a one of the world's most world's most richest men.
That was my next point.
Yeah, he was the one of the world's most. I'm sure it was out of Omaha, Nebraska. Who says you can't make money anywhere in this world? The guy lives in Omaha, Nebraska, and Warren Buffett buys things that he can understand, and he buys businesses that have the potential to thrive. But Warren Buffett is what you call a buy and hold investor. And that's an approach that we've always taken with our financial advice to our clients, is that if you're going to buy something, if you're going to make an investment, I don't care whether it's an individual stock or a mutual fund, though I do encourage you to buy package products like a mutual fund or an exchange traded fund rather than a stock. When you're making an investment, you're doing it for the long term. You're not using it to be a speculative investor trying to make a quick buck. Like, for instance, right now, and I know I'm going off the subject of where you are, Jerry, but just to make it real, you've got Tesla right now. Tesla's in the news on its prospect of going private, taking it off the stock market and going private. And there's lots of speculation and lots of thoughts to do that. Do you want to play in that space? Do you want to be in that world? That's not for me to decide. That's going to be an individual decision on your part, but it's certainly taking up a lot of the headlines today.
And that's a perfect example of a bad habit you can get into. You don't want
He's
going to
bring it back to the story. Look at that. That's good.
You don't want to be investing in separate stocks all the time. You want, because that's you working with your money. You have your money beside you and you're working in order to make it build. But the money you have saved, you want to work for you. You want to invest that money intelligently so that your money can build itself and you can do your own thing, adding to that savings account. You can add to that source of income that you have.
That's very true. But what you have to do is when you're saving and investing, it requires a consistent approach. You need to continue to do it and not continue to worry, how much did I make this week? How much did I make today? Your responsibility right now, especially for those that are under 50, especially those that are putting or what we say accumulating wealth, trying to save for their future. You shouldn't worry so much about what the day-to-day volatility and fluctuation is of your investment accounts. What you should be more worried about is making sure that you can remain consistent and keeping the habit of putting money aside every week, every month, every year, and if you can, trying to boost that amount that you can put away each time as well. So I know we were talking about financial habits. I've got my son, Jerry Friedman, here, 18 years old, just graduated North Andover High School. Actually, since we're here, North Andover High School, let's think about that. You've been out of school for about 2 months. What was your favorite class at North Andover High School?
You know, I loved ceramics. I know a ton of people hated it. I enjoyed ceramics so much.
I was not expecting that for an answer.
I could have given you math. I could have given you stats, calculus, all that, and they were enjoyable classes. But ceramics was so amazing because I could sit there with the clay, with whatever I was building, and I could really do whatever I wanted to do with it. I could build a throne from Game of Thrones. Whatever's in my mind, I can express into the clay. And it's one of those things where in school, a lot of the time they tell you exactly what to do. They give you the carrots and stick approach. They'll be like, oh, do this and you'll get an A. And if you don't do that, you'll get an F. But in ceramics, you can do whatever you want. And as long as you're reaching within yourself and expressing yourself in a positive light, and doing something creative, you'll strive.
No, I know. Yeah. So you've had some opinions also about the way education works in the middle school, in the high school.
Yeah. I mean, the whole education system, I feel, is flawed. I could have a whole show about this if you wanted to. But there's a big disconnect between the research and the scientific foundations on which education is built upon, and what we actually have implanted into our society today. For instance, just a basic example.
Go ahead, you got 45 seconds.
Okay, the whole grade A, B, C, D, F, the reason that's there is because back in the day when they were making meat, they either had a grade A meat or grade F meat based on the quality. And they didn't let kids really experience and express themselves in a way that they could. They just had them go factory line, do this, do that. But that's not how today works. Today's all about your own innovation and how you can express yourself freely in the world around us.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm not quite sure I got the meat connection, but But hey, I'm sure that worked somewhere in there. But anyways,
you gave me 45 seconds.
That's all I gave you. I know.
I had to go quick.
But we've got to go back to these financial habits, because as many people know that when I talk on the radio, I digress quite a bit and we jump all over the place. We are going to get back to that, but we do need to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. And we are on this radio station each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. We provide it to individuals and families all along the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and Southern New Hampshire area. Our firm has been doing this since 1968. Our office, as I said, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if now is the time for you to say, you know, we got to get our financial house in order, I would love the opportunity to meet with you, to talk about your situation, to really set you on a road that's appropriate to your goals, to your objectives, so that you can plan the next several decades of your life and make sure that it is structured in a manner that you want. Our phone number at the office is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you'd like to subscribe to our free newsletter that comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on my website. You'll have a place to put in your name. Let us know where you're from. And there's a comment section where you can throw in all sorts of thoughts, all sorts of perspectives. Let me know what you thought of Jerry. Hey, my son Jerry's on the radio with me today. This is your chance for you to critique Jerry. So, hey, type in some stuff. Send me some notes. Let me know what you think. Should I have him back? Should I never let him on the radio station again? Should maybe he should take over my show? I don't know. It's your choice. Tony's thinking, it may not be such a bad idea. So we'll see. So, Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And Jerry is, like I said, preparing to head off to Rome next week, where he will be spending the first semester of his college year at the American University of Rome. And then he'll be heading off to the University of Miami, Coral Gables, in the spring. Jerry is 18 years old, a graduate of North Andover High School. And before we left, Jerry, we were talking about your thoughts on the education system and how education works. And you made some comment that I'm not quite sure our listeners quite understood. And you referred to the A, B, C, and D system, the traditional grading system, as something that equates to the meat industry. And I thought maybe you could help us understand what you meant by that.
Yeah, the A, B, C, D, F thing that we get given in schools as grades was created from the factory workers that created meat. And they were given grade A meat, grade B meat, all these different grades. And instead of making a school system that really focused on creativity and the intelligence of the kids, we just put in place what we knew. All right, give them an A if they're good to our standards, give them an F if they're bad to our standards. There's no in between. And that's not how the world works today.
No, the world is certainly not about, certainly when I was in school, it was all about memorization, right?
That still is.
And right. What happened in 1812 or what happened in 1492? And, you know, who said what? Now, remember, I always, one of the things that has come to my mind when it comes to education and teaching is that always remember that the history books are always written by the winners. So think about that. Think about World War II. The history books of World War II are written by the winners, not by the losers. Certainly those are the history books that are showing up here in America, right? So is that going to give you a little bit of a biased opinion? But realistically, when you're learning in a lot of the schools now, it's learning about what happened on D-Day, what happened during the, I don't know, the Boston Massacre, what happened during those things. It's supposed to think about why did it happen, what caused it to happen, who was impacted by it, all those things. And that's what we're forcing ourselves to think much larger and bigger picture about. And you're showing this as an example here today as an 18-year-old sitting across from me, my third child, my oldest two, Mindy and Alana, then Jerry, third son, then there's Noah, then Corey. And you're talking about some financial habits, and something that you've really gotten into is building habits for yourself. And you said, hey, let me see if I could try to take these habits and weave them into financial habits. So you wanted to share some of that on the radio today. So what other habits did we want to talk about, Jerry?
Yeah, so we talked about in the last segment habits that you could add to your repertoire today. But there's also a lot of habits that we just have in our society that we really need to break out of, that are really tearing holes in our pockets and taking our money by storm. One of the biggest ones is impulse buying, especially with all the internet and access to everything at our fingertips. We see something that we want and we buy it. And the second that notification pops up, it's in our hands. We can actually get it delivered that day and we'll be holding it within hours. And it brings into question.
You can do it on Amazon too.
You can. Yeah.
Mom does it all the time, doesn't she?
She does. I don't even know what she buys. She'll get like a pot for cooking and she'll get it delivered that day. And it's like, Mom, why we have pots? She's like, no, but this one has a blue handle. It's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to question you.
No, I never do impulse shopping. Do I, Jerry?
Of course not. No, not you.
So what's a GT100? You know what a GT100 is?
Is that a...
Oh, come on. You don't know the GT100 I had to buy?
I
saw it on an infomercial?
I remember. It was a little dessert maker, right?
Right.
Oh, it made little cakes. It made cakes that you put Milky Ways inside of. And my dad was watching it on... I remember. I was there when you were watching it on commercial. He's like, oh, this looks kind of cool. Like, huh. Like, not thinking he was going to buy it. And then it flips to the next screen, and it's like, oh, buy this and get a second one free. And he's like, wait, we can get two of these? And I kid you not, called that day and put the purchase in, and they arrived a couple days later, and he's like, guys, we got cakes. And, all right. I mean, they're not bad. They weren't bad. But impulse buying really brings in the question of want versus need, which is something that you've kind of ingrained in my head since I was a kid, about really thinking of items that you see in stores and online and everywhere as whether you want this item or need this item. And then if it's a want, you really need to think hard about if it's worth it, if it's worth spending that hard-earned money on that item.
And it's a lot easier when someone else is paying, isn't it?
It is. That is true.
Yeah, so when we go out to a restaurant, and, you know, I always find going out to restaurants needs to be more about the experience than it is about paying for the food. Because if you go there just to get food, you're getting ripped off. Because the cost of food in a restaurant, when you think about what the cost of to make it or the cost of it at home is, you know, exorbitantly more. But if you can go for an experience, and I find it, you're going to find this, Jerry, when you go to Italy, is that when people go for dinner, they're not in and out in 40 minutes. People sit around and you hang out and you enjoy the bottle of wine. You enjoy dinner. You enjoy engaging in people, and you don't spend your day staring at your phone. And as opposed to, I mean, just walk into any restaurant, go around anytime at lunchtime, and watch people. They're sitting across from each other on their phone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I work at a bar, so I see this day to day. I mean, I'm selling $13, $14 margaritas to people that'll come in for lunch, sit down, chug down two margaritas, and then head back off to work within the course of 10 minutes. And I mean, you could have made those yourself for maybe 20 cents if you really measure out how much alcohol is inside of those drinks. You could have just taken like three shots and you would have been fine.
You know, I didn't know where you were going with that, but it wasn't about the cost savings there. It's about getting out of the...
Yeah, and they'll come in for 10 minutes and they'll chug them and rush out. They won't sit there. And then on the contrast, all of people that'll come in and they'll come in and they'll order a burrito and they'll sit there at the bar and I'll talk to them for like 3 hours about what they're doing in their industry, their goals in life, and just everything that they're looking for. And I feel that's really what you're buying when you go to a restaurant. You're buying the experience. You're not just buying the drinks at a bar. You're not just buying the food. You're buying the atmosphere that you're in. You're buying into the feelings that you get while you're there.
Well, I want to thank Jerry for being here on the show. Jerry, it's a delight to have you on the show. And
thanks for having me.
And you know, if those of you that have tuned into Dollars and Cents for a number of years that have seen many of my kids grow up and been part of this radio show, you can certainly see that Jerry has matured quite well as an 18-year-old, and he's really prepared to go off on his own, as perhaps some of your children are, your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews, ready to head off to college. I hope Jerry is a symbol of what we can look towards as a something positive in our future, for our country, for families, for everybody. Because I really think, Jerry, you are a great representation of what this world needs as an 18-year-old getting ready for the future. But, you know, you said a lot of nice things about me today on the radio, and I truly appreciate it. But I think that it would be really nice if you could share how Mom has influenced you and impact you as you prepare to head off for your first semester of college.
Of course. I mean, Mom is, it's crazy because, I mean, while you work 9 to 5, you work a job every day, you're out there working. Mom took the path in life to stay home and really take care of the kids. And whenever I come home from school when I was growing up, whenever I needed to go to the doctors or go to the dentist, she was there. She was there to give us rides. She was there to give us support no matter what we were going through in life, around the clock. It's amazing what having someone in your life that loves you that much, how that can impact you and how that can really drive you forward and drive your positivity going through life. And I'm so grateful to everything that my mom's provided me growing up, emotionally, just everything. I love you, Mom. Shout out to Mom.
You're hoping she's listening, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
She may still be asleep. We may have to give her... that's right. She may still be in bed. But anyways, hey, you know, dollars and cents is all about financial advice in a language you can understand, but sometimes it isn't about the money, is it? As most people will realize as they get older, it's about those life experiences and about making sure that you are providing your family and those that you love the opportunity to really get the most out of life. And watching your children grow up is one of those joys that any parent or grandparent has. As you see yourself in them, you see where you wish you could have been, and you learn as much from your children as your children learn from you, though your children generally don't get that until they have children. And so as we send you off, Jerry, off to Italy and off to your college years, I wish you all the best. I love you very much. And it's been a pleasure having you on the radio. And I know you're not going anywhere. You'll be back some other time. But thank you. Thanks so much for being part of this. I hope our listeners are enjoying kind of the kind of touchy-feely show that we did today. It's a little bit different. You never know where you're going to go. And you know, very few people have the opportunity to scream from the rooftops how proud they are of their children. And I happen to have that opportunity by having a radio show. And sometimes I've talked about challenges we've had with our children, with families and everything else, because I know you face those challenges. I know that you deal with a lot of issues that come up in your life. And it's not necessarily about why you should buy this fund or that fund or that investment or what Donald Trump is doing or whatever it is that's going on in the world. It all starts with your family. And when you put those values in place, when you put the foundation, those underpinnings into your family's life, and you realize that there will always be mistakes and there will always be some faults along the way. But if you can work towards gaining the respect of your children, for your children gaining the respect of you, for you knowing that at the end of the day, everybody's goal was based on good intentions, you can build a successful future. The habits that you build within your life, both financially, personally, emotionally, will come from those strong foundational guidelines that you've given to your family. I want to wish you all the very best this Sunday. And if now's the time for you to get serious about getting your financial house in order, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. Give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And also a shout out to the North Andover Senior Center, who invited me in last week, this past Monday, to talk to their group. I can't wait to do it again. Had a great time with you. Had a great time with you, Jerry. Thanks for being part of the show.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to get out of here. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.